Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. And I'm still excited about being here in Orlando, Florida, at the helping the folks at the Arnold Palmer Medical Center, I should say. That's what it's called these days. That's the official name, I think, now. And the reason they had to do that, folks, is because of the expansions. Of all the success that they've had, they had to come up with some other names. They were running out of, the Arnold Palmer Hospital wasn't quite getting it, folks. There are so many other things. And one of the reasons, in fact, probably, if you go back to, if you're looking for the chicken or the egg in all this, you know, probably the egg came out of a guy named John Bozart, who's sitting in front of me. He's the president of Arnold Palmer Medical Center and my good friend. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to have you in Orlando, and pleasure to be on your show again.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it very much. John, I love hearing the story about you approaching Arnold Palmer. Was it 30 years ago now?
Well, Jim, it's been about 25 years ago, and we had the privilege of having Arnold Palmer and Winnie Palmer take a tour of what was then the Orlando Regional Healthcare System. And inside that hospital, we had a few beds that were dedicated to pediatrics. And we had a small neonatal intensive care unit. We had a small pediatric intensive care unit. And we had hopes and dreams of being able to build a children's hospital in Orlando. And we had everything going for us. We had physicians. We had land. We had a number of advocates. We had a healthcare system that was interested in children and had a long history of committing themselves to investing resources. But what we didn't have was money.
Mm-hmm.
And we had invited Arnold.
Just a little details.
Minor detail, but very important detail.
And Mr. Palmer, by that time, he was already invested in this community.
He had been in the community for a number of years, certainly
with
had
Bay
the
Hill
tournament
and
here, has mm-hmm. this beautiful place here at Bay Hill. We love coming out to Bay Hill. And Arnold took a tour. In fact, I remember the day he flew in on his own helicopter. He flew himself in. I greeted him on the helipad and gave him a tour of the hospital. And as he was walking through, one of the things he said to me on the way out was, "I think we could do better than this for our kids." And we hung on that. We thought about
that
a lot. And
that was the grand slam you were hoping to hear, wasn't it?
That opened the door right there.
Yeah.
And we approached him just a few weeks later and said, "You know, you made a statement when you were touring the hospital. Did you really mean you'd like to do something? You think we can do better? Would you help us do something better for our kids?" And as they say, the rest is history. Arnold got so involved with us. First thing he did is he let us have his name. And there's probably no other name that means more in America than Arnold, the name of Arnold Palmer.
Quality.
Absolutely.
In terms of quality. I don't know any bad Arnold Palmer stories.
In fact, you know, Arnold has never disappointed us. He has done everything that he said he would do. It was 10 years before we even had anything in writing. We were operating with him for 10 years just on a gentleman's agreement.
Mark McCormick story.
Sure.
Tell us that one. I'm going to ask him. He's going to be on the show tomorrow, by the way, folks. Mr. Palmer is. And I'm going to ask him to tell that story. But
you
how
know
long
what? He tells that story so much better than I. I'm going to let him tell that story.
but it's
a wonderful,
it's just,
heartwarming
story. It's similar
story.
To what you said. Arnold Palmer says it happens.
It happens. And he has done so much for our organization. So many things that he's done behind the scenes that people don't even know about.
And that's okay with him, isn't it?
It's okay with him. He is just a real gentleman. Just a real funny story about him visiting the campus just last year. We were having the Bay Hill tournament. He drove on the campus, and he had not been on the campus for a couple of months. He's very good to come visit the hospital, visit children and families there. He had not been on the campus for a number of months. He had with him the former governor of Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
Tom Ridge,
right.
And he had who was head of Homeland Security
at that time, yeah.
A couple other dignitaries, and Mr. Palmer was driving. And we were in the middle of a major construction project. Just we had roads closed. We had forgotten to warn Arnold about where to park. So he rode around the campus with Governor Ridge in his car and finally rolled his window down and asked one of our yard crew, "Hey, buddy, do you know where the Arnold Palmer Hospital is?" So we have just gotten a big kick out of that, and you know they were shocked.
And the guy didn't recognize him, did he? Does I remember?
Well, when he looked up, it took him a minute to realize it. I think this might be Arnold Palmer.
Why is he asking me where his own hospital is?
So, but he's such a, you know, he's just a real down-to-earth person, and the generosity has been overwhelming, not only for the children, but just for the entire community.
Well, and when Arnold Palmer gets involved, other people want to be part of that, don't they?
Right, because it's all about quality. It's about caring,
right.
Commitment.
And the second generation family business that was just on the show just before you, the Novaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're now one of your partners because,
right.
But also because their family members have benefited from your hospitals, and they wanted to be part of that. Stand by, John Bozard, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Arnold Palmer Medical Center. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blaxengame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blaxengame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from the Bay Hill Golf and Resort. Mr. Property here, and it's a beautiful one. I'm looking out over the putting green and the driving range. The golfers are all out on the golf course, and it's a pro-am, folks. Actually, yesterday was amateurs playing, just amateurs, and today it's they're pros playing with the amateurs, and the guy who's helping to put all this together, he's got a great team helping him with it, is John Bozard. He's right in front of me. John, this golf tournament is you've been doing this now for 15 years.
Right, Jim. It started 15 years ago with just a handful of people that formed a committee and approached Mr. Palmer about doing a tournament here each year. And the success has been phenomenal. Last night, they presented us with a check for $850,000.
Wow.
Just for this year. Through the tournament.
Wow.
So it's just been such a success.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. Our needs are great, and this is one way we start to meet those needs is through the philanthropy.
But now I noticed that it's called the Burt Martin's Championship for Children Tournament, not the Arnold Palmer. Tell us the relationship.
Burt Martin.
And folks, here's one of the reasons why I want this. You know, this is, you know, I never get very far away from small business, folks. This is co-branding opportunities that they found. I want you to think about this. Think about your own world, either in business or in philanthropy, whatever you want to do. Listen to John as he talks about this co-branding relationship. Go ahead, John.
Well, Burt Martin was an industrialist and a philanthropist who was born in Mount Vernon, Ohio. He was a businessman. He really had a heart for people. He was a man that instilled the values of giving and caring to his daughter, Winnie Warden.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie Warden lives in this community. And so when Mr. Martin died in 1970, they established a foundation. And Mrs. Warden, Winnie Warden, is the head of that foundation. Mm-hmm. And she has directed money each year to charities in this community. And we are certainly one of her favorite charities. She has such a heart for children. And through Mrs. Warden, all of her children and grandchildren have been involved in this tournament. I think you'll have a chance later probably to meet one of her sons, mm-hmm. who is the grandson.
It's going to be on the show tomorrow.
That'll be great. And you'll hear more about that family and their care and commitment to us. But they have, because of the commitment they made to our organization many years ago, the philanthropic commitments they've made, they've given millions and millions of dollars themselves. And so we thought it was just a great way to honor Burt Martin and that family, to put his name on the new Pediatric and Trauma Center.
So now part of the Arnold Palmer Medical Complex is the Burt Martin Children's Trauma Center.
Right.
Is that right?
The newest addition actually opened January of 2007.
Which is part of the Arnold Palmer Medical Center, I should say.
Part of the Medical Center. The Medical Center really comprises.
So see what they've done here, folks, is they didn't have blinders on when they were trying to figure out how to put this puzzle together. And of course, I'm sure that it just tickled Mr. Palmer to death to be associated with Mr. Martin and for that family to get involved the way that they have.
Oh, it did. In fact,
he understands. If anybody understands partnerships, Mr. Palmer does.
He does. And, you know, Arnold has not forgotten the importance of all the small businesses in this community. One of the things that we're doing right now is reaching out to so many of the small businesses in this community who have said, we want to be a part of it. You know, there are things that we can do, there are ways that we can get involved, and a number of the folks that we're actually beginning to identify and target now to be associated with us are people that are involved in small businesses right here in Orlando, and certainly around the country. We'd love to get people involved with us as well who have an interest in kids.
Give us that website, by the way.
It's ArnoldPalmerHospital.org.
ArnoldPalmerHospital.org.
Right.
And now, can they contribute online?
They can go online. There's a link to our foundation, the Arnold Palmer Medical Center Foundation. Mm-hmm. They can link right to that and make a donation online. They can do it by credit card. They can get more information.
$20, $25, $50, whatever.
Any amount of money. And the nice thing about it, Jim, is our foundation is funded entirely by a third party, so not one penny of what we raise or what comes in goes to any type of administrative cost.
Wow.
Every penny of a dollar that's 100%
given, of what you 100% give, that is rare in the charitable organization.
And we will provide audited financial statements to anyone that wants to see what we're doing. Our 990
when you give a dollar, a dollar of it goes to these children and the women who benefit from these hospitals.
That is correct. Give a dollar,
well,
a dollar
congratulations
goes.
On that.
Thank
that's
you.
That is rare. As you know,
it is rare.
Oftentimes, 10, 16, 26%, whatever they take. They some organizations have to do that to pay their salaries.
And that's absolutely.
And we understand that.
You
but your organization
stewards.
Is so well funded now.
We have been very well funded.
But still, there's a lot of work to be done. Like now, we were just here in April for the open house, the opening of the Winnie Palmer Women's and Infants Hospital.
Right.
And that was
$130 million project, but look at what we've done for this community. And there are many, many needs coming up now for the Arnold Palmer Hospital, because as we moved into the Winnie Palmer Hospital and began to move open beds in the Arnold Palmer Hospital, we will increase our bed capacity by about 60% for children. And so it's going to take a lot of money and a lot of reconstruction and
so renovation. The former Women's and Infants Hospital is now the Children's Hospital.
Well, it used to be, Jim, the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children and Women.
Right.
And so now it's the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, because the women's services have moved across the bridge, so to speak.
That's for women and newborns.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they become, once they leave as a newborn, when they come, if they have to come back, they go over to the Children's Center.
They go to the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital.
And then there's the Trauma Center, which is just now opened, right?
Trauma Center's attached to it. The Trauma Center is opening January of 07.
Okay.
It's just going to be a great place for kids.
And not just for people from Orlando.
Oh, no, from around the world.
Mr. Palmer made sure that was part of his requirement, wasn't it?
We have treated
no barrier to entry.
We have never turned away a child.
No barrier to entry, folks. That's the reason why I'm involved, and that's the reason why I'd encourage you to be involved. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Say that last just as the time bell rings. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not.
It's the Godfather of Soul, bringing this back. James Brown doesn't get any better than James Brown.
So good.
I feel good. I feel good today. John, how about you? Do you feel good?
I feel good, too. Always feel good at Bay Hill.
John Bozard, ladies and gentlemen, president of Arnold Palmer's Medical Center here in Orlando. And I'm down here, folks, as you know. John, you guys invited me to be part of your National Advisory Council. I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you for serving.
Well, we appreciate that. That's one of the reasons I'm down here. We're going to have that meeting later this week. And I'll tell you, folks, I know I don't have to tell you that Arnold Palmer or anything Arnold Palmer would have anything to do with his quality. But if you have any skepticism at all, you ought to come and see what they've done. And that building, and by the way, folks, when you're driving in from the south, from Disney World, you can see the building rising up there on the right on I-4. It's a magnificent building. It's beautiful. We've been inside of it. It's laid out. I've never seen a hospital better laid out for the people in the beds than that hospital is. It's really, really something. And now you've expanded it. And, you know, so many people come here, John, from all around the world to see Disney World, see the attractions.
Right.
unfortunately, people get hurt. Pregnant women come here and they have the baby early or whatever happens. You never know when some member of your family could use the benefits of your hospitals, not to mention the fact that, sometimes you guys get phone calls from around the world and say, we have something here that you guys do better than we do. Can we send you this child or this baby or this mother, right?
That's right, Jim. We take children from all over, and we have never turned away a child in our hospital. Our admission policies are such that no child is denied care, and so we have an open-door policy. We treat anyone for just about any type of illness. We have just in the last couple of years with the new the expansion of our obstetrical services. You mentioned you come here to Orlando for vacations. We have had so many people that have come here and gone into premature labor that we now have the largest neonatal intensive care unit in the Southeast, 112 wow. beds, one of the fourth largest in the nation. And
one of the best doctors, Dr. Alexander.
Absolutely,
among
one
others.
Of the finest, best physician in
He's
the world
on the show
there.
Before.
He is just an outstanding physician and such a caring and kind gentleman as well. One thing that's interesting, Jim, since we opened the doors of the new Winnie Palmer Hospital, and you know it's only been open a few months, we have delivered in those few months 5,500 babies.
Wow. In 6 months.
6 months. The same number of babies, actually, that we would normally have delivered in the year's time with the
Wow. Arnold Palmer. It's actually less than 6 months. It's probably only been about 5 months.
It opened June 1st. So
yeah,
it's, yes,
it's been about
it's not
5 months.
Quite, right.
Yeah,
right.
not even quite five months.
5,500 babies.
Wow. Congratulations.
So
that's got
to
make you feel good.
We expect to hit 12,000 for the year, something
yeah.
like that.
Well, it's, you know, one of the things that, one of the great stories that you tell about this is how the things that were important to the namesake, to Winnie and to Arnold, to the things that were important to them. You guys, they didn't just lend their name. They actually wanted to be part of the direction of the hospital, didn't they?
Right, that's true.
And setting the standards
right.
for quality.
Mr. Palmer has set a high standard. He told us that there are a couple of things that absolutely, in fact, he shared with me one morning that his name could come off the building as fast as it went on the building if
right.
we didn't maintain certain standards. And as he shared with the group last night, when we had our big banquet last night, that he said, you know, I don't really get involved in running the hospital, but he said, I do get involved in setting some of the policy and the standards. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, Jim, that certainly Arnold Palmer is known for quality, and without question, we have the best quality. That quality is measured by third parties, by independent agencies, and they will tell you we are one of the finest institutions from a quality standpoint any place in this nation. The other thing that he was concerned about is the service. He wanted everyone to be treated with dignity and respect. And he said, I don't ever want to hear a complaint that really is merited. He said, certainly, there'll be from time to time, there'll be some things that you really
can't
don't
make
have
everybody
control
happy
over.
All the time. Yeah.
But he said, I don't ever hear a complaint that, mm-hmm. that has merit to it. He said, we want to serve everyone with it. And he talked about it last night about the heartfelt caring that mm-hmm. that you sense when you go to the hospital. The third thing that he always tells us is that he didn't want this place to smell like
I
a hospital.
I love that story.
And we try to get him to let us say that.
Right.
You know, our PR folks just go wild every time he says it. It means something to him. He doesn't.
John,
want it to
we've got to wrap it up. But folks, I want to encourage you to go to the hospital, go to the website, give it to us
right.
again.
ArnoldPalmerHospital.org.
And folks, if you'll make a contribution of at least $100, I will give you a book. You pick out a book. You send me a note. Send me an email. Let me know that that you made a contribution, and you get a free book from me, autographed by me. And you pick the book out that one of the two that I've written, and we'll send it to you. And that'll be on me.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for letting me be part of your show today.
My pleasure. Thank you, John, for all that you do, and I'll be seeing you later on. And folks, don't just give to this hospital. Give to the hospital in your neighborhood, too. They're important as well. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.